I'm the 小天虎 come on day one。
Why so many people queue for two plus study? Like that not handsome eh. Now for part two, do you want to know the scoring at all?
感謝哈密達 for watching. Can you share me what's your feeling now?Because you just put your check and you still do not know my final score. That means you have big balls, very gutsy. Aiya, very simple ma. If no good, just forfeit only what? Money can earn back. At this point of recording, it's on 17 March ah. And by now, we should more or less know what is the percentage sold. Then later at the end, let's see whether my guess is correct or not. Exciting right? Because some of you may want to forfeit already ah. Part 2 is where I will share with you whether you will make money,Or you will lose money like an ahai. So let's do some recap. The developer bought this land at 1,004 per square feet per plot ratio back in September 2024. 1 year after this land was sold, this developer Evia bought Chencharu Close for 980 per square feet September 2025. So you can see that the price is about the same. They are just what, $24 per square feet difference. One in Tampines, one in Chencharu. Anyway, Chencharu is at Khatib lah. So what have you learned here? Those of you who love mixed development, you like convenience and you will becomeVery, yes,
fat and lazy,
and you miss out Pinery. The next one at about the same price, you can only get it in correct lah.
The city fringe of Singapore Zoo.
Now is the important part. I'm going to show you whether buying Pinery will make you money or not. Wait. But I always say this at the same price you enter, new or resale. Resale properties potentially makes more due to having good renter for the next 4 years. So I'll be comparing these two projects. One of them is new launch, the other one is resale. Then at the end, I will show you my final score. To compare with another new launch, I'll be using, yes, you are very smart. You think like me. That's why you huat Parktown. This is your Pinery.So Parktown is Tampines North above. So both are blue colour plot and both got MRT station. Now let's talk about MRT station first. Parktown is beside Tampines North, which is Cross Island Line. Your Pinery is beside Tampines West, which is Downtown Line, the blue colour one. So which is more popular? Correct. Blue is more popular because it goes to CBD faster, I think. 14 minutes. So if you let me choose which one will I go for in terms of MRT, I'll choose Downtown Line.
Oh, you're happy
Wait lah.
Sekali later I say you buy a high price, also GG right. And let's recap how much Parktown GLS price. Land price is only 885 per square feet. And let's see what's the day one price. Parktown Resi 1193 units. Giant mega project. They launched on 21st Feb 2025. Time flies oh, 1 year, 1 month already. And by right, if you buy 1 year ago, the price should be cheaper ma. Let's see the entry price good or disgusting. Their 3 bedder on their mid floor is about 2003 per square feet, 2.14 to 2.15 million. To be honest sometimes I forgotten the layout so I go back to see my YouTube review. There you can see my Parktown review Wow! 73,000 views Gamsia Hamida for those people who are supporting my channel. 3 bed 2 bath 926 square feet. Ayo, this kitchen cannot walk here because and Parktown sold low 2003 per square feet for cannot walk here. I remember this one can walk here. This is the Parktown 3 bed 2 bath can walk here. 2350 per square feet, 2.2 million. 936 square feet. This one can walk here because there's a window here. So they sold mid floor about 2.2 million. And for those of you who have committed to Pinery, the 861 square feet, that's the similar one. This layout also can walk here, but your size is 861 and the per square feet you are getting about 2400 plus. That means you are paying about $100 per square feet more. And this is a 3 bed 3 bath price, about 2400 per square feet, 2.57 million. If Pinery you are getting around this per square feet, it means it's you decide Next, let's go for 4 bedder. Wow, mid floor 2003 per square feet, 3.06 million. Not apple to apple comparison because Pinery 4 bedder is only 1141 square feet. I found a similar size. I do not know why is this for Parktown. They sell about 2003 plus per square feet, about 3.4, 3.5 million, which is similar to your Pinery 5 bedder size. My average price for Pinery was 3.58, which is about 2430 per square feet, which I shared this on part 1 of the video, which means you are paying slightly a bit more. mall only. Oh yeah, besides your MRT, let's talk about the size of your mall, which I shared on part one of the video. So just to recap again, your Pinery Mall only has 120,000 square feet of retail space, whereas Parktown has 146,000 square feet, a bit smaller only lah. Yes, Pinery is small, which I call it pirated mall, shared with 588 units only. Parktown got 1,193 units eh. By now you should know whether the price that you are getting is good or disgusting already. You still don't know ah? Never mind. My last comparison, it will be correct. Very smart leh you. Treasure at Tampines. This your Pinery ah. Treasure is just on the right side lah. Although you can see from the map that MRT is near ah. But when you walk, why you still need to cross the giant PIE expressway bridge ah. See like that, like very near or 550 meter. I think you need to walk about 12 to 15 minutes ah. So to be fair, I treat Treasure at Tampines a project with no MRT station. To know whether Pinery is good or disgusting, check out what's the price at Treasure now. Treasure at Tampines, 3 years old, 2,200 units. It's the biggest project in the entire universe. Very good resale demand. All these owners got strong legs because they walk to MRT. Let's get bold. Let's see their profits first. 687 profitable. Zero unprofitable. Give me a round of applause, eh? Come on lah, I told everyone my video that my sister bought Treasure, right? You see, if you have me as your Hua Kui leader, confirm what lah. It depends how what you are only what. Huh? You want to see profits ah? Big 3 beta hold for 6 years, 547,000. Small 3 beta hold for 6 years, 472,000. This is the smallest 4 beta hold for 7 years, 745,000. See? Not bad, right? That's why one of the videos I explained, not all projects with no MRT don't make money. Some projects got 3-4 MRTs station like your Kwa 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 CBD.
They got make money meh?
Oh sorry those are secret character. They don't talk about money. Now let's look at their recent transaction per square feet. Mid floor big 3 beta 1,009 per square feet, 1.9 plus million. Mid floor 4 beta also 1,009 each per square feet, 2.38 million. Yeah, they are all 1,009, so we use 1,009 per square feet. And to compare with brand new, what you do first? Very hard student. You add another 5% to harmonize it first, and that will give you about 2,000 per square feet lor. Now is the best part of the video. I want to show you whether
are you overpaying for your Pinery,
and it is more accurate to compare using resale transactions. Now let's do the gap together. Treasure at Tampines is already 3 years old. By the time your Pinery completes in 2029, there are 7 years gap. So $50 per year, the difference will be $350 per square feet difference. So if you add together, it will be $2,350 per square feet. And because Pinery got MRT, Treasure don't have, I'm going to add $100 more, and that will give you $2,450 per square feet. And by right, mix and non-mix should be a $200 difference. But your shopping mall
a bit pirated lah.
And that will give you $2,550 per square feet. So by this time, you should know whether it is good or disgusting already. Still don't know Never mind. Let's summarize. For location, I lied. To the MRT, you crawl 2 minutes. And you still got 1 kilometer to St. Hilda's. So for that, I'm giving 8. Launch pricing, I have compared so many things just now. Yes, it's slightly more expensive than Parktown. Parktown land price, 885 per square feet only eh. Pinery land price is $120 per square feet more than Parktown eh. And with Parktown success,
they sold 87% at average price of 2,360 per square feet.
That means there's still demand. If the developer is going to stick to the indicative price, I'm giving 7. Exit strategy. Those people who wants to buy downtown line in the OCR region don't have a lot of choice one. Even have they are about 10 years old already. So for that, I'm giving 7. Final score,
7.3 stars.
Now let's see my guess correct or not. I'm guessing 95% and my wife 90%. If I'm correct, give me a round of applause If I'm not correct also give me a round of applause At least I have the guts to guess.
Not like you, coward.
This is my company's number, 8606-0670. So those people who are not ready, don't worry. So if you want to know all the top new launch coming up you better subscribe, stay updated, and I'll see you in my next video.